What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, I told you the big war in the Middle East is going to happen in June or July. Now, as you guys remember, I told you a little over a year ago that I met a American Black Ops personnel who was in Lviv, who was in Ukraine. I met him at a pub in Lviv. And I stayed in touch with him with WhatsApp, and he told me several months ago, before Trump became president, that he's gonna go back to Ukraine one last time in February, and then he's gonna ship off to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, in June, which is this month. So I told you guys for over half a year since, before Trump became president, that the Ukrainian war is going to wind down while the big war is going to happen in the Middle East. And now the Zionists attacked Iran. And whether Iran actually fights back or not, we don't know. The fact that Iran... I mean, first of all, like, if I was in charge of Iran, I would not sleep at night, okay? In fact, thanks to this food truck, I actually go home at 4 or 5 in the morning, you know? So, the fact that their top leaders were sleeping at night when the Zionists attacked, they were either completely inept or they were, or they're in on it, okay? And then the second thing, you know, the fact that the Zionists can get all the way into Iran, strike several hundred targets without a single response from Iran. I mean, what does that fucking tell you, dude? Like, you Iranians are either inept, or you guys are either in on it. It's one or the other, man. So, I still think that the Iranians are in on it. We're gonna see what's gonna happen. Is the response from Iran gonna be big, or is it gonna be like, yeah, bro, try that shit one more time, dog. Let's see you do it, okay? It's like, yeah, after we destroyed your military targets and took out some of your leaders. Okay, bro. Whatever the case is, guys, I'm actually going to fill up the food truck today with gas, because gas prices are going to skyrocket. If the gas prices skyrocket for a couple of days, maybe a week or 10 days, then we know the Iranians are in on it. If it skyrockets for over 2 weeks, then we know that this is, the Iranians are probably not that in on it. I said this before, guys, this whole LA riot thing was just a distraction. I mean, honestly, guys, Stevie Wonder can see it from 1,000 miles away that the Zionists were gonna attack Iran. I mean, that's more obvious than Coach Bitchpil going to the truck stop every night in Brisbane, Australia, you know. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there, the reason why I'm looking out the window, I'm seeing if we have any customers coming up to the food truck, you know. Today's a Thursday, and Thursdays usually are a busy day because they have an event here at the Cava Bar. You know, actually, a little bit after 1 o'clock, like, really? Between, say, 1 o'clock to like 2:30, maybe even 3 o'clock is when I really make my money, believe it or not. But anyway, this video is not about food truck making money. So, this war, guys, again, I don't know if the Iranians are in on it. It's a big nothing burger. If they're not in on it, this could be big. You have to understand, are the Chinese, are the Russians in on it themselves? Are they authentic, meaning that they're not in on it? Do they have a wait-and-see approach? Like, honestly, guys, as of right now, nobody knows who's in on it and who's being authentic, okay? The only people out there who are authentic about not being in on it is us MGTOW, okay? We're the only group of people in the world who is not in on it and vehemently opposed to the Zionists. The Muslims, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, the Muslims at best are useful idiots, At worst, they're hypocrites and traitors. Okay, guys? The average, you can kill the child of the average Muslim and it's perfectly fine. You can humiliate a Muslim, you can kill a Muslim, you can rape a Muslim, it's totally fine. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, you guys, I'm gonna take the fear that the enemies of Islam have from their hearts. In other words, the enemies of Islam, they're not gonna fear you. They're gonna humiliate you, they're gonna punish you. What's happening in the Middle East right now, guys, is not a test. I know a lot of mullahs and imams, they say, oh, Allah is testing us in Palestine and Syria. No, no. Allah is punishing you. He's humiliating you. Why? Because deep down you hate Allah. You hate Muhammad. Okay? Let me tell you something as a preacher's son, alright? The more somebody is Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, the more they really hate Allah and Muhammad. It's just a facade, guys. It's just a show out there to make you think that they're good people. The truth of the matter, guys, is that God is gonna beat you, whip you, and leave you for dead. That's just how he rolls. I've experienced it on camera with you guys, you know. When I was back in Colombia saying, hey guys, listen, I gotta go back to America, otherwise my restaurant's gonna fail. And if you guys can help me out, which you guys did. By the way, guys, we got a computer. We got the sign, the big sign. We just need to install them in the next couple of days, all thanks to you guys. But the point that I'm trying to say, guys, is that you really can't be Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You really can't be like that, you know, if you truly are a Muslim. Because again, God is gonna beat you, whip you, leave you for dead. I'm not saying that you have to be miserable and upset and angry. You just have to be truthful. Just come out and say it, man. Hey, God jacked me in the jaw. I just roll with the punches, you know. No Muslim will ever dare say that. That, and because they all want to put up this facade that everything is fine, everything is great, Allah loves me. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that deep down, at best, to them, Islam is a fairy tale. At worst, they hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. So what God is doing now is that he is punishing and humiliating these people who, again, at best are idiots, at worst they're backstabbers, hypocrites, and traitors. So we're going to see a lot of bad things happen to the Muhammadians. You know, right now, the Egyptians and the Saudis, you know, the Gulf countries, you know, they think they're winning. Trump is eating with them. You know, his BFFs, you know, taking fucking selfies with them. Shit like that. So they genuinely think that, hey, man, I'm on Team Zionism. You know, I'm blessed by, you know, the God of Zionism, which is Satan, by the way. But they fail to realize, you know, the more better you think you have it, the more God is gonna beat you, whip you, and just send you to hell. You know, there's a fine line between God testing you and between God punishing you, okay? When you're like me and you're broke, everything is going bad, that's a test. And to prove to you it's a test, when you put out an SOS out there like I did and people come forward and support you and you're back on your feet, maybe even a little bit better than anticipated, that's a test. But when you are being driven out of your homes, your kids are being murdered in front of you, that's not a test, dude. That's fucking punishment. That's fucking humiliation, you know. These Zionists are openly saying, kill these Muslims, drive them out of their home, fucking kill their children, blow up their wives. This is humiliation, this is punishment. But again, the Muhammadians, They're just not gonna learn. Talk to you later, guys. Peace.